present. We think they will be in place in the future.
Is our position improved in Vietnam over 90 days ago?
In terms of the stability of the government and the morale of the civilians and military forces, definitely so. In terms of our own ability to protect certain of the key installations at Da Nang, Binh Hoa, and other areas, definitely so, because of the introduction of the 10 Marine, 10 combat battalions. In terms of the air capability, yes, we've added definitely to our air power there. In terms of the control of territory or control of the numbers of people, there's been very little change in that 90-day period.
I answered that to the AP today by saying that I thought that we had lost ground since Jim's assassination, that I thought that we were better off when I took over November 23rd than we were now. That I thought we were better off now than we were 90 days ago, but I didn't know how we'd be tomorrow.
I think that's a very fair phrase.
Is our equipment capture rate increasing and our defector rate decreasing and vice versa for the enemy? Isn't that a general yes over the period?
Well, not, you mean over 13 or 14 months?
No, over the 3 months.
Over the last three months.
The last three reports look like it to me.
There's been an increase in the defectors, a very substantial increase, but whether this is a trend or not, it's awfully hard to say. The weapon and fatality rate ratios are slightly improved. And I wouldn't put too much weight on that, Mr. President. As a matter of fact, the last week or so, I think they've changed somewhat.
Are we doing anything to try to get better understanding in Europe of our position in Vietnam and Dominican Republic, other than Dean Rush there? What else are we doing?
Dean is doing it. I just, when you called, as a matter of fact, I was talking to the correspondent of De Welt, the Hamburg German paper, and we're doing as much as we can to get better understanding.
I wonder if you shouldn't do this. I wonder if we shouldn't try to pick out the best Latin American ones and let you talk to them deep background and point out that their own embassies were calling for this help, and also point out that the man didn't recommend it the first round and only the second round when they were firing through his window. And we sent them in there, and we sent them in to protect lives. And later, CIA came up and reported 2 and 8 and now 58 and now 65. But we based our decision on lives, and we don't think everybody's a communist, but we know damn well that some of the Castroites are there. I've got a breakdown here. The CIA reports, and they talk about the Intelligence Digest. I don't know what that is. But it shows a constant, substantial warnings on this going back over a long period. The presidential one only had one April the 17th.
That's the one I told you of, and that was a very innocuous one.
It said a coup had been reported, but they couldn't confirm it.
Well, all I can say is that they didn't notify you, and they didn't notify the Secretary of State, and they didn't notify me because it's the president's Intelligence Digest that is the vehicle to accomplish that.
Now, what is this other stuff that they're talking about?
Well, it's just one of the whole series. We have a Defense Intelligence Digest and a Central Intelligence Digest.
Well, that's mostly Central Intelligence Digest. That's what they keep referring to.
Yeah, well, that's put out by CIA daily.
Now, they claim that McCone made a big speech to leaders at the White House on the 21st of January. That would be the day after my inauguration, in which he gave big warnings about it.
Oh, that's baloney. He might have mentioned it. I, frankly, either wasn't present or don't remember it. But I'm sure he didn't give big warnings about it.
I know one thing. We sure need to improve whatever needs to be done there. We're not doing it right, because I know that I was not alarmed by it. Now, what are we doing on the Dominican Republic? They're interested in knowing the president's feelings about the degree of communist penetration. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's ample evidence that there's been substantial communist infiltration. They're having great influence on the Camaño government and forced policies.
Okay. You know anything else?
Yes, I was just going to say, Mr. President. but it's still my strong personal recommendation. We've just got to push Camaño into some move toward meeting with Imbert, and ultimately I think Camaño's probably going to have to play a major role in a popular front government.
We ought to have something from Abe tonight, and then we'll have to move tomorrow, I guess.
I think so.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Bye.